I'll be so glad when Brother Gary starts next Sunday. Sit and listen to him preach. God, it say amen.
Amen.
Verse 14 and 15 of Psalms 50 reads, "Offer unto God thanksgiving, and pay thy vows unto the Most High, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me." If the Lord would help me for a few minutes, I want to preach on our dependable troubleshooter. Our dependable troubleshooter. Father, stand by me and give me the abilities that I do not possess, and touch my body and give me strength. And I will thank you and praise you for your kindness and mercy to us. For all I ask is for your glorification through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And the church said,
amen.
All of us understand the word trouble. None of us like it. Car trouble. What a pain. Plumbing trouble. What a pain. Electrical problem. Chasing it down. Brad can tell you a short, a loose wire somewhere, and you have to just keep on. What a pain. Trouble, we know what trouble is. But there is a troubleshooter. I didn't hear that word troubleshooter until I worked at RCA. And of course, you know that RCA there in Bloomington is no longer there. But when I worked as a young man there, fresh out of service, I found out that there was a special group of men called troubleshooters. When they made a product and before it went out, they tested it. If it didn't test out right, they pulled it off and didn't box it, didn't put it out in the public, and they sent it back. And they would go through a special department of troubleshooters. These men were trained in order to fix problems with a television set. They were troubleshooters. I've lived long enough that I understand that life is going to have its own set of problems, which can be very troubling. Some folks are born with physical defects. They are in trouble all the days of their life. My little dear friend, Sister Carpenter, who was born with her spine separated, she spent all of her days in a wheelchair. She'll spend all of her life in a wheelchair. There's no fixing her problem. The only way that she can sometimes get ease is they'll put her in a swimming pool where she's buoyant and it takes the weight off of her body. She's a sweet girl. She was younger when I was around her and became her friend, and she became mine. And I remember preaching the camp meeting at Pea Ridge, and at the end of one of those meetings, she came up to me in her wheelchair, and she handed me a little picture that she had needleworked. In all of her pain, she was needleworking, working me a little framed needlework picture. It had a pulpit, it had a little guy looking down, and his whole congregation was a church mouse. And in the bottom of the platform there, she put across there in her needlework, "Preach anyway." Her little way of encouraging me. Her dad looked at her one day and said, "Honey, if I could, I'd take your problems." She said, "Dad, you couldn't take a minute of my problems." She said, "I've never known anything but this problem. I can cope with it." She said, "You couldn't stand a minute of it." There is times when we need somebody who's above all trouble. We need somebody that can say, that is so far out of trouble, "Call upon me. Call upon me. Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee." You understand that? Can you comprehend that? That there's somebody that never gets troubled? That there's somebody who has a solution to every trouble? That there's somebody who can work you through no matter what your trouble is? He is only asking that you call for him. Yesterday, when I called Midas, and he come down, and I was packing his toolbox down, and he sat down and started work like a doctor on my furnace. He said, I'd rather be doing something, even if I don't get paid for it, than doing nothing. So here's a troubleshooter. He is mine and Sister Sutherland's troubleshooter. We get a problem, we call Midas. Do you understand that there's somebody even you can think of that when you get in trouble, you want them to know it? Anybody out there say amen? Well, here is someone greater. Here is somebody who can solve every problem. Here's somebody who can figure out the answer to everything. Here is somebody, if you will, that says, I can, I'm waiting on you to call me. I already know you're going to have troubles, for many are the afflictions of the righteous, but our troublemaker can deliver us from them all. Yes, sometimes there's family problems. A husband and wife have words. They get distant. Love fades. They didn't pay attention to it. They didn't put any wood on the fire. It's a lot of ashes. What do? You call upon the specialist. You call upon this dependable troublemaker who can put love back into the heart. And the love for your companion back in your heart. Before you let your heart get to somebody else, remember, you said, until death do us part. If you're having problems, if you're having trouble, if you're having difficulty, there's somebody who said, call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee. You got problems? He's a fix-it man, as Brother Jobiel saying. He is a troubleshooter. And all he says is, if you'll tell somebody about it, you'll glorify me. You'll tell them, I took it to the Lord, and the Lord answered me. I took it to the Lord, and the Lord healed me. I took it to the Lord, and the Lord made a way where there seems to be no way. How many knows he can do it? Can you shout amen? He can do it. Listen to what it says further over in the Psalms. It simply says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who? I love where the psalmist takes up that word. He said, first, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. And then he starts giving credit. He says, who forgiveth all of thine iniquities? Now that's trouble. Sin is a troublemaker. Sin is trouble no matter who's got it. Sin will kill you. Sin will defile you. Sin will do everything it can to take away your good name, your good character. Sin will do everything it can to make you worthless, no good, nobody. But who? When somebody gets in trouble with sin, the who is Jesus. Call upon Jesus, and Jesus can save you from all sin. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth from all sin. Can the church say all? You done it, he can cleanse it. Paul said in past tense, and such were some of you, but ye are washed. Oh, thank God for the day when God done laundry and took mine in. Thank God for the day when Jesus was washing sins and he got to my name and he cleared my record. Do you know one washing cleared my record? God no longer remembers. God no longer wants to remember. God no longer is nosing around trying to remember. He said, I have cast your sins behind my back, and I will remember them no more. I wish somebody would just praise him for being forgiven. Who healeth all thy diseases. Amen. Me and Sister Brenda can shout amen to that. Who healeth. When you outlive the doctor's expectation, something good has happened to you. And the who again is Jesus. Who loved you enough that he bared his back when he had legions of angels standing around. Who loved you enough that he left his hands tied when he had the power of the universe in them. Who loved you enough that he bore it, every stripe, every falling of the whip, every tearing of the flesh. He was thinking about you, and by these stripes you would be healed. Oh, glory be to God. I told Christina, she said she had a headache. I said, do you believe if I lay hands on you that God will heal you of it? She said, I do. I did. She's sitting here. I'll have to ask her after church if it really worked. But I know the stripes do. One of them had cancer on it. And when it fell across his back and ripped his flesh and loosed the blood, cancer met its conqueror. One of them had heart problems. And when that whoop went across his back and plowed that furrow, healing came to the heart. Others had eyes. Blind men see because Jesus bore it all. Amen. Deaf men hear because Jesus bore it all. Amen. Lame men leap because Jesus bore it all. Amen. Who does it? The great troubleshooter. He knew you would be in trouble before you got out of this world. He knew you'd be in pain before you got out of this world. He knew you would be sick before you got out of this world. So he stepped up and said, call on me. Call on me. I will deliver thee. Call on me. Oh, I wish that we would understand that you have not because you ask not. And if you would ask, he stands ready. He stands capable. He stands ready and capable of doing everything exceedingly and abundantly above all that you ask or even think. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction? Who redeemeth thy life from destruction? Oh, Dad, you are to repeat that every day. You are to repeat that every day to him. Who, Jesus, thank you for redeeming my life from destruction. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That's what the Bible said. You see, it said, offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High every day. Thank him. Thank him. You can keep the devil away by thanking God. Because his eyes are upon you when you're thanking him. He's receiving your sacrifice. And I tell you, the devil don't want to be anywhere where God's looking. Oh, would somebody shout amen. Who saved thy life from destruction? Somebody here today got saved from throat cancer and lung cancer because God took tobacco out of your life. Some of you have got your home together today because God took alcohol out of your life. Oh, don't be ashamed of it. I'm a delivered man myself. I got delivered from sin just like you did. We're not up here tooting somebody's horn. We're telling you the facts of life. There's somebody who got into your trouble and delivered you from it. There's somebody got in your mess and straightened it up. Somebody loved you enough that they took whatever it took to pay your debt. And I think we ought to worship him. I think we ought to thank him and say, Lord, I just couldn't have made it. I just couldn't have made it if it hadn't have been for you coming in my life. Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Oh, I thank him for that. loving kindness, tender mercies. Oh, what a Savior. Loving kindness. That's what you get every day. Loving kindness. We don't deserve it, but He loves us with a kindness. Oh, come on. How many's felt loving kindness? You're not putting me on now. You're telling it like it is. You really understand that, don't you? Loving kindness. Loving kindness. That's like finding you beside the road, like the man who fell into the hands of thieves, beaten, half dead, naked. And loving kindness made him stoop, lift up your head, give you a drink, pour in the oil, bind up your wounds. That's loving kindness. You know where he found you? On the roadside. You know where you was doing on the roadside? The devil kicked you over on the side of the road, thinking it was all over for you and there wasn't nothing else in you. And then here come Jesus, the troubleshooter, and he starts down working on your problems. You got a bruise, he puts the oil in. You got a cut, he bandages it up. Then he lifts you in his own arms, puts you in his own position, pays your bill. Oh, glory be to God. If loving kindness and tender mercies. Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things. I like that. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. But this is the part that I keep on waiting for. This is the part that happens every once in a while when I get anointed. This is the part when the Holy Ghost really comes on me. This is it right here. So that thy youth is renewed. Every once in a while, the Lord will come with those tender mercies. I forget every pain that I got. I turn young. I kick like a calf right out of a stall. I forget how old I am. And amen, what it's going to cost me tomorrow. I rejoice in the fact that all of a sudden he has renewed my youth. Oh, who would think about that? Who would think about that? Who would think about that? Who would ever think about just doing that for me and you? Who would ever thought about that kindness? Who would have ever thought about it? Nobody but Jesus. Because ain't nobody loves you like Jesus. Oh, glory to God. I said glory to God. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. He saved them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them who has had the troubleshooter work out your problems. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving. Let them offer the calves of their lips and declare the works with rejoicing. Let them. Oh, glory be to God. The Holy Ghost will help you if you'll do it. Because God said, let them. Amen. The angels of heaven will rejoice if you'll do it. Because God said, let them. Let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving. What does it take to stand on your feet and lift your hands and just shout, thank you, Jesus. I was along the road a wreck. I was along the road distressed. I was along the road in trouble, and you came by. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I was in trouble over my head. I was in a pit. My feet were stuck in the mire, and you came down. You lifted me up out of the pit. You set my feet on a rock. You washed me whiter than snow. You put a new song in my heart. Thank you, Jesus. For being my troubleshooter. Oh, I wish somebody would help me preach. Master, have mercy on us. When he saw them, he said unto them, go show thyself unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back. Oh, that's what I want to do on a Sunday morning. I've got a long ways down the road before I realize just what he had done for me. I had to be saved for a while before I realized what he had done for me. One day I just realized it. Tobacco had no power over me. Alcohol had no power over me. Gambling had no power over me. All of a sudden, the cusser had no power over me. The fighter, the temper had no power over me. I just realized all of a sudden who the Son has set free is free indeed. Oh, I was free. Hallelujah. He'll make you free. Anybody out there say free? Oh, I want to be free. And with a loud voice, he turned back. And with a loud voice, he turned back. And with a loud voice, he done that before he got to Jesus. Because when he got to Jesus, he was on his face. He fell on his face. So as soon as he realized he was healed, he got loud. Like you don't do on Sunday morning. He got loud. Oh, glory to God. I'm healed. Can you hear him going down the road, running towards Jesus? And, woo, I haven't felt this good in a long time. Oh, glory be to God. He's let me live. Once like a bird, in prison I dwelt. No freedom from my sorrow I felt. But then who came? Who came? Oh, you don't know his name? That really means that you really don't understand yet what that great troubleshooter done for you. If you can stand this morning and look at your past and say you have no power over me, you can look at the devil and say you have no power over me. You can look and say my future is bright, my hope is great. My love is warmer. My joy is full. Simply because, oh, glory be to God, he set me free. He took and put me on the table like the potter on the wheel. He put his hands on my life, and all of a sudden, troubles begin to leave. One after another, troubles begin to leave. One after another, troubles begin to flee because Jesus can set you free. Amen. He is a troubleshooter. If you got troubles this morning, Jesus can fix them all. I said, Jesus can fix them all. Oh, hallelujah. I love Brad sitting there on that front corner. I just loved watching him. But boy, since what's her name? Roseanne. He had troubles, and God sent Roseanne. Cured an aching heart. Put a spring in his step. He can't wait to get out of here and go to Missouri. And all of that great troubleshooting in his life, God brought him out of sin. God kept him out of sin. God made him wait and wait and wait and wait and wait and wait and wait. But building character all the time. But now, oh, the future looks brighter. Because the troubleshooter stepped in. He just thrilled me the other day. He said, she sent him a Valentine card. That's the way I felt bad when I first got saved. When I thought about him, I had that same smile. I had that same kind of smile. I had that same kind of eagerness. I wanted to go to church. It didn't matter what church. I just wanted to be in church because I wanted to be with him. He had fixed me in such a way that I couldn't get enough of him. He had stopped so many things that I was doing wrong that I didn't want to get too far away from him, because I was afraid they'd all come leaking back in. But 51 years later, I can tell you, with a friend like Jesus, when he fixes it, it's fixed. Amen. Oh, glory be to God. When he fixes it, it's fixed. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, I feel the shouter. And once maybe shout glory. But I also feel the dancer. The troubleshooter, and the troubleshooter fixed it. He's a fix-it man. Thank God he can handle it.
Well, has he ever delivered you out of any trouble? Has he ever brought you out of anything? The marvelous thing about that is he delivereth us out of all of our troubles. That means he's going to deliver us out of troubles we ain't even faced yet. And when we get to the end, we can say, as the psalmist said, he delivereth us out of all of our troubles. Aren't you glad there's a God that you ain't got a problem that he can't fix? I said he can fix it this morning in just a snap of a finger. I know for a fact he done it for my mama while the preacher preached. And the word went forth. God healed her of cancer sitting in the pew in the mid-70s. That's been 40 years ago. Guess what? Still no trace. He delivered them out of all of their troubles. Not only can he heal your headache, he can heal your diseases. He can deliver you this morning. Those things that have you bound, guess what? There is a deliverer in the house. There's only one that can open up the prison cell. But I thank God I know him this morning. And his name is Jesus. He is a deliverer. You can walk out of here this morning and not have no more problem with it. Why? Because he done it for me. And he done it for you. Aren't you glad that he is a deliverer? Oh, glory to God. I said, oh, glory to God. What do we do when we realize it? As the pastor said, we worship him. Because can't nobody do you like Jesus. When mama couldn't help you, Jesus did. When the pastor couldn't help you, Jesus did. Aren't you glad? Guess what? He's still here doing what he always done. He'll do it this morning for somebody if we'll just worship him. Hallelujah. His presence is here. I believe he's wanting to manifest himself. How many believes that God can deliver somebody this morning? You can leave here and the fight be gone. You can leave here and the desire be gone. If God gets a hold of it, he's a deliverer this morning. Oh, let's worship him one more time. Say, come, get us a song. We're going to make an altar this morning. Hallelujah, let's worship him, church. He's worthy to be worshiped. Hallelujah, that brings his presence in. Oh, he's already preached to us. Our hearts ought to be light. Our hearts ought to be worshiping this morning. Hell, if that don't stir you, there ain't nothing going to stir you. Hell, you forgot what God's done for you. Oh, I don't want to forget what he's done for me. Let's lift our hands one more time as they get ready to give us a song. Let's come in around these altars and let's worship him this morning. If you got a need, there's a God that can help you this morning. He still delivers out of all of our trouble.